God's promises for today, number 63, is taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 20, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, and behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names is written in heaven." In the first part of Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent out the same 70. He sent them out two by twos into the cities to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, casting out demons and healing the sick. These disciples were amazed and thrilled at how evil forces of Satan were subject to them in the name of Jesus. They came back excited and happy. Jesus said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." When the 70 gave their report, why did Jesus say, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven"? Satan and his angels God cast out of heaven because of pride. Jesus was there in heaven when Satan was kicked out of heaven. Satan was the most beautiful creature God created, and he still is. He was an angel of light, and he was an angel over music. We must understand that all that God stripped Satan of was his home in heaven. He still has his beauty. He is still the angel of light and even of music. He is still a powerful creature. But praise God in the highest, Jesus defeated him, and Jesus gave us power over him and his evil empire. And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather because your names are written in heaven." Jesus was warning his disciples that because I have given you authority over serpents and scorpions and over the powers of the enemy, do not get puffed up with pride. Remember, I gave you the authority, and I get the praise and glory for the things you have authority to do. You by yourself can do nothing. This was a warning of the future, because when the 70 came back, they gave Christ the glory, as they should. "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." We as Christians should never boast of ourselves or brag about the power God has given us, but rejoice that your name is written in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life. Pride keeps us from getting saved. Adam fell because of pride. People refuse to repent and don't feel they need to repent and invite Jesus in because of pride. Without this authority Jesus has given us, it would be impossible to live a godly life. You don't need to live a defeated life. Is Satan destroying your marriage, your kid, your home, your finances? Are the drugs and alcohol have you bound? Then stand up and take authority over the situation and over Satan and his demons in the name of Jesus. Tell people about God's saving grace. Tell people how God saved you and how he has delivered you from the hands of Satan. We as Christians can do all things through Christ. I have always said Christians are the most powerful people on the face of the earth. We look at our government and we look at the rich and how powerful they are. But I have news for you. A Christian is more powerful only because of Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Now, folks, this is something to chat about. Join me tomorrow for God's promises for today.